Hello, this is author Mark Pyle. I am the author of Three Little Pigs and the Big Bad Jaguar. Also the founder of Cabot Crossing Publishing and one of the editors and founder of this whole wild collection of anthologies you have. I'm going to just kind of ramble a little bit and kind of give you a little bit of perspective of my story and the anthology in general. First off, I want to say thank you so much for backing our Kickstarter. I really appreciate it. We all really appreciate it. And it's an amazing thing to have people support our vision. This is the second Kickstarter now. This one, of course, got expanded with stretch goals to do 2 volumes, which is amazing. It allows more authors' voices to be heard and more stories and a whole bunch of fun stuff. So as you probably already know at this point, fairy tales, folklore, and fables reimagined is, you know, rebooting or reimagining or putting a twist on fairy tales, folklore, and fables. My particular story is set in my Obsidian Archives universe, and that's an urban fantasy setting where the supernatural is hidden. Very common. Lots of really awesome book series and TV shows are like that. One of my favorite TV shows out there, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, is definitely one of those. Also Supernatural, I really enjoy. Then lots of great books like Dresden Files and others. What kind of separates Obsidian Archives a little bit is that it focuses on some different elements with the Otherworlders, who are all these different supernatural beings that have kind of become trapped on Earth. You know, it happened thousands of years ago, but it's a little bit of a different origin story than what you typically see. And one of the things I try to do is explore, you know, these cultures of these beings. I mean, everybody has cultures, right? More than 2 people. Actually, if you get 2 people and put them on an island for a few years, they're going to create their own culture, their own terminology, slang, and who knows what. Get a bunch of people together and they'll do all sorts of stuff. Who knows? They may come up with their own religions. They may come up with a whole nother language. There's no telling. Make it thousands of years and who knows what happened. So I always thought it would be interesting to explore those cultures a little bit. It's a different angle than you usually get in urban fantasy. And what am I saying that for? I'm saying it because I decided that the story would be about shifters, because as I'm trying to decide to put a fairy tale or fable in there, Three Little Pigs came to mind. And then I thought, well, what if 3 little pigs were 3 little, you know, werepigs, and the big bad wolf was a werewolf? And if so, how does that connect? How did the origin of story occur in the first place? And how does that connect in with the mythology, the reality of Obsidian Archives? That's what I explored in this story. Deanna Diaz is a character that's one of the main characters from Obsidian Monsters, which is the first book where I created this setting. That was my thesis project back when I was at Seton Hill University. And I also released a good chunk of it on Vela in different episodes, and it will also come out as a full novel. It may already be out at this point, depending upon when you listen to this. But that's kind of where it begins. And Obsidian Monsters, this is after Obsidian Monsters. Deanna Diaz is, because events have happened in there, she decides that she needs to go find her sister that she was separated from for a while. She left her pack that was in Colombia. And for various reasons are kind of hinted to, and decides she wants to go find her sister because her sister is around the age that she was when she left. Also, if you have Tales of Monstrosity, which is the anthology we did prior to this, you'll understand this puka they keep referencing in the short story. There's a character named Rebel, who's a puka, who's the lead character of the short story, Rebel with the Cause. And that is also set in Obsidian Archives. And that is the puka that they're mentioning. So there's connections there. I love making connections and putting together worlds. So when I first saw the story then, werepigs, werewolf, thought about different traditions that could exist, especially problematic traditions, right? That may be changed over time. I mean, humans never have those at all, right? So I was trying to think of like some old tradition that may have made sense back then for the shifters, that hopefully is mostly phased out now, but could play a role in the werepigs and werewolf. that's where I came up with the idea of this. I wanted to think about who the three were pigs were. And then I had to think about how to make the different pigs different. So I tried to give Blaine and Scott and Wesley very different personalities. And yes, Scott's name is spelled correctly. It's just one T. It's a thing. People do it, I swear. And then I wanted to give them somebody, one of them, a little bit of arc. So it wasn't just Deanna doing everything or only one that was perhaps changing at all. And so I tried to give Wesley a little bit of finding the courage kind of moment for his kid, his daughter, and maybe even becoming an alpha pig. and exploring a little bit how the hunters and hunted tribes kind of interact for predator prey. It was a lot of fun and something I do plan on exploring more. It's something, you know, I thought about a little bit before this, but not as much, not as fleshed out as it is now in my head. And I think it's going to be interesting to explore that a little bit more. There's a lot of things going on with the tribe. As I hinted here about tensions between, you know, the hunters and hunted historically. Also, I mentioned in here, which is also talked about in Obsidian Monsters, about, you know, having magic with some tribes or somewhere and how that's looked upon. And also about pack dynamics and sometimes some of the problems that come with alphas is hinted in here too. There's a lot of interesting stuff that I plan on exploring more. So in between awesome fight scenes and cool concepts of magic and super spies and bounty hunters and martial artists and, you know, shape-shifting criminals, I like to throw in a little bit of exploration about the world building of these different otherworlders and different supernatural beings. I hope people like it. I enjoyed it a lot. It makes them really real for me. Hopefully it makes them real for you. And I would say one thing that probably would not have happened in this story, at least not in the way it did, if this wasn't Fairy Tales, Folklore, and Fables reimagined, is Faith Molina, who popped in. The idea that she's a fairy godmother is highly unlikely that I would have came up with that. Now, we have Faye. Obviously, the Puka story is all about Faye. So the Fae are in this world for sure, but a fairy godmother is not the kind of Fae that I would normally be putting in a story. But then I started thinking about how a fairy godmother type of being would exist, how that might work in urban fantasy reality, and how that relationship would be with Deanna, not only being like a god fairy godmother, but, you know, a mentor who trained her to become a bounty hunter. When I say bounty hunter, I mean she is like a freelancer for different factions to be able to go after people who have broken rules. And I won't get too much into it because you would know more. It's in Obsidian Monsters and such. But there are different factions. There's like the vampire families. There's the Fae courts. There's the shifter tribes, etc. And then also humans have various covert kind of organizations that know about the otherworlders and such, and the supernatural. So she's kind of this freelancer. This is the person who trained her how to become a bounty hunter whenever she was very young and she ran away from her pack. So I really enjoyed getting into Deanna's background a little bit more and exploring the character of Molina. And also just playing around with, like, you know, Three Little Pigs a little bit. And expand the world just a little more in a different way than was seen in the other stories so far. So I really hope you enjoyed it. You know, the concept of Hunter's Night and, oh yes, you may be wondering if you read the story, which hopefully you did before you listened to this. You may be wondering about the whole Moon Knight reference. Like, what's up with that, right? It's kind of out of nowhere. The reason is because there was a Tuckerization. It was actually for a different story that unfortunately didn't go into the anthology. So I shifted it over to my story, where there was like a person in a con costume, which was Moon Knight. And so I kind of tried to figure out how the world I'm going to work that in, because I wasn't having Deanna go to a convention. That was not fitting the story at all, at least not what I had imagined. And so that's where that whole scene came up with. I hope it was kind of funny. I had fun writing it. I hope the person whose Tuckerization it was, which you don't know Tuckerizations or whenever you name a character, base a character kind of off someone and put them in the story. if it's a horror story, usually they get murdered horribly. if it's not a horror story, who knows what will happen to them. But that's where that concept comes from. And that's why there's a Moon Knight character in there. So yeah, I enjoyed writing a story. I hope everyone else did. What will Deanna Diaz do next? Don't know. Will she run into this Pooka they keep talking about? How does it connect potentially to the rest of the characters from Obsidian Archives, who are quite a cast? For one thing, Obsidian Monsters is like an ensemble cast. So Deanna is one of the main characters, but she's like one of five or six primary characters, main characters. Well, what's happening to the other characters right now? I don't know. I mean, I do know a little bit. but when will we see those stories? I don't know. I'm excited to write more Obsidian Archives, have more stories, perhaps in these anthologies and beyond. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy the overall anthology. I hope you check out all of the anthologies if you did enjoy it. We have lots of really great authors that I've met. They're friends or associates, and I'm really proud to have their trust to write for Cabot Crossing Publishing. And we have some pretty exciting stuff planned down the road for other Cabot Crossing books and anthologies and other stuff. Hope you enjoyed Deanna Diaz. I am part Hispanic and biracial, so I like putting in a diverse cast of characters, but I do like putting in, when I can, Hispanic characters, just express that part of my background a little bit. And Deanna is such a badass and really cool character. And I'm afraid maybe it didn't show through enough as much as it usually does with her, because Molina is kind of a badass too, in a different way. But now you see where she gets a little bit of her attitude from. And if you're like, what attitude? Well, you know, you should definitely check out Obsidian Monsters, because there's a lot of attitude in there. But I really enjoyed writing this story. I hope you enjoyed reading it. And don't forget, if you haven't already gotten Tales of Monstrosity, you may want to consider getting it, because that also has a story in it that is in the Obsidian Archives world. So, and of course, check out Obsidian Monsters when it's available, and whatever else comes out of Obsidian Archives. And you always go to CabotCrossing.com, and you can keep up to date with everything. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble. and I hope to hear from you guys, from you on comments, reviews, whatever. And I hope you really do enjoy it. And I hope you found some new favorite authors out of the collection too. Part of my goal is to get different voices a chance to be heard, and hopefully find new fans for them. So, because we have a nice mix of adult and YA type stories, all types of genres. I challenge everybody to do a twist in these anthologies in some different way. The previous anthology, Tales of Monstrosity, was about a twist on monsters of different folklore. Ideally not common monsters, but lesser known ones, or at least not the big ones, like a vampire and a werewolf. The previous one before that, the very first one, was Dragons of Different Tell, which was all about putting twists on the archetype or type of genres that dragons are in. And of course, this was even bigger with fairy tales, folklore, and fables. And I think it turned out really good. So I'm really proud of the work we did, and I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed this story. Hope you chuckled a little bit, and I hope you could see some cinematic fight scenes in there, because I love, as you might suspect, I'm also a scriptwriter. I have a filmmaking background. My mind very much thinks about dialogue and action scenes and that kind of stuff. So it's hard for me not to really go there in my mind a lot. Except first person, POV, love writing it in books. You can't do it in scripts. Not really. And you can do like voiceovers and stuff. It's not the same thing, of course. And that could get real old real fast. One of the things in fiction that I love, love, love is being able to write first POV all the time with a lot of my stories, and I hope you enjoy it too. I love it because it makes me feel like I'm there with the character and like playing the character in a role-playing game almost. And I have a great time doing it, and hopefully you feel that and have a great time too. So anyway, I'm gonna quit rambling now, so you can go and check out the other awesome audio commentaries we have, other digital bonuses, And I want to thank you again for supporting our Kickstarter. It is really, really awesome. It means a lot to us. Every one of you that supports us shows us there's some supporters and people we can entertain. So we want to thank you, all of you, for supporting. And I want to thank you for listening to this rambling for as long as it's gone on. All right. Well, I will hopefully see you again with the next Kickstarter, whichever one we do. We'll be announcing it sometime in the near future, at least in a few months down the road, perhaps after I get some sleep. So thanks again. And until next time.